Lounge Podcast. Come on. That's LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on. That's LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on.
Please. I'm just going to go for it.
Let's just go for the gold.
Not the bronze or the silver. My name is Carlos Reyes.
AG13. That's the chemistry table. Okay. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Dini in the building.
Living my life like it's cold.
Ah. Expand.
I'm living my life like it's AG13.
Expand more.
I'm living my life like it's a shiny metal that's rare.
Would you say it's like lead or something a little bit along the line, like would you be sulfur?
That's stinking.
The way you said it, though. Listen, we're not too sure if there's a war zone going on.
Very true.
And I want to, you know what, with all sensitivity to all countries that are actually in war, my apologies, but, you know, we reside near one of the what?
One of the biggest air bases in New England.
One of the biggest air bases in New England. There's been heavy activity. Heavy activity. I'm getting helicopters. I'm getting
every, what, 5 minutes?
Big jets shaking the house, flying low, flying high.
Either someone got kidnapped or...
Something's going on.
We're preparing for something.
Well, listen, he says it's been days of this. I say it's been weeks. No, I don't know.
It's been about a week.
Hostess Lounge Podcast. Welcome back. Here we are. Another week.
The LL.
P. The P is for the Petey. The P is for the Pablo. The P is for the Putin. When I drop bombs on ya. What rhymes with Pablo?
Hello.
Nah, that was horrible. All right, let's get right into it. We are in the... Nah, that was horrible, bro. don't forget to follow the Instagram. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get right into it. It's the month of May. Spring has sprung. The weather was incredible. Brother, it was 75 today. Ponte shorts.
Gorgeous.
Ponte shorts. We're out today.
Somehow you're the gayest man and like the least gay man. I know. How is that?
It's a dichotomy. You know, sometimes I want to be Jay-Z. Sometimes I just want to be Solange.
The juxtaposition of it.
And Thursdays I want to be Beyonce, except for today.
Juxta. All right.
We'll get to Beyonce in a minute too. I want to talk about her for a second, but I'm... Yeah. Anyways, it's the month of May, everybody. It's the month of take three. It's the month of May.
No,
it's not going to do anything. Relax. It's the month of May for take four. And some wonderful facts about May. Did you know that blue jeans were officially invented in May of 1873 after Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis obtained a patent for the pants on May 20th? The birthstone for May is the emerald, which represents love and success. The zodiac signs for May are Taurus, April 20th through May 20, and Gemini, May 21st through June 20?
Yes.
Okay. The name May is the modern-day English adaptation of the Latin word mais, which is, or Maius, M-A-I-U-S, which has origins going back to the time of ancient Greeks. They named the month of May, or Maius, after the Greek goddess of growth.
Maius. I've never heard no one named Maius. I like that name.
I like that though.
Maius.
May was also considered an incredibly ill omen time to get married. Did you get married in May? You got married in April. No, you got married in June.
Yes.
Sorry. There's an adage for it actually, which goes, marry in May and you'll rule the day. It's not clear where it comes from, but there's bad luck associated with it. And Janet Jackson's the most popular Taurus. Shout out to Taurus season.
Why you say that?
This is Janet, motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
Eh?
My bad.
Put some respect on the Jackson's name. Excuse me. Black Empress.
Yo.
Empire State Building was also, they opened their doors on May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building.
Do you remember the first time you were in front of that? Stepped in front of it?
Oh, that's
and, a... And like looked up?
Yeah.
I remember that day. Like,
talk about it.
It was a field trip. First time I've ever been in New York.
Age?
Middle school. So seventh grade, I was on a college tour. And we were looking at colleges. I went to a pretty much a college prep middle school. So we were looking at colleges early, you know what I mean? And that was the first time I remember people didn't know what study skills class was. I was doing that in sixth grade, you know what I mean? Organized class, essentially.
Yeah. He's a nerd.
I mean, you know. So we go to New York, and it always made me think of when a few months later, September 11th happens, right? Summer break happens.
Oh, so this was that year, 2001.
Yeah. Oof. Yep. This is a few months before then.
Oof.
Before I started seventh grade. So I was like in sixth grade.
That's crazy.
And we're in New York, all of us. Like, what if we went
on that day? Months?
Yeah, bro.
Like, it was a chaotic day.
And I remember when they called us in, they said everybody come to the auditorium. They had an old TV. We all sat down. I don't know, I'm trying to make this morbid. But anyways, yeah. I still remember because we got
They said, the come watch people jump off the buildings on live TV.
We did. We saw that.
I know. I saw it all too.
We saw that.
I remember that.
That was crazy. I was in seventh grade.
You were in seventh grade. I was in college already, freshman in college, working at CVS.
No way.
Pharmacy with my mom. She was the supervisor in cosmetics.
Imagine if we met then. Like, who was this seventh grader always tagging along? Hey, I'm going to meet you in the future.
I hate you. And that day I got sick. I was sick. I called out of work. And my father was in Brooklyn. He was out visiting. Visiting our family out there and stuff like that. Yeah. Remember that.
Remember what two albums? Trivia. What two albums? What two rap albums came out that day?
Jay-Z. I forget which particular. I want to say it's The Blue. No. Life and Times of Some Carter 2.
No.
No. All right. Well, whatever.
That's 97.
Probably the Blueprint. That's 98. Blueprint.
Oh, it's the Blueprint.
Okay. Hip hop, 2001. DMX?
Let me know if you need a clue.
I need a clue.
Boom, boom, boom.
Two Jay-Z albums?
No.
Because that's. Oh, wait, do that again.
Boom, boom, boom. Keeping it gangsta, y'all. Whoa, Fabulous. Damn, you failed that miserably.
Yeah.
Audience,
yeah,
put this motherfucker.
I feel very relaxed tonight.
I like that.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt me, though.
All right. Well, you interrupted me over Wind and Sonics earlier.
That's true, but we weren't recording.
That's true, too.
That's true too.
Hey, turnabout's a fair game.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm manifesting a lot of great things. I turned 42 this month. No big deal. Everyone has a birthday. I'm excited. Actually, I want to say like Mariah, it's an anniversary because you only have one birthday.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So my 42nd anniversary.
No one says that at all.
I'm saying it. Okay. Okay. My 21st to the second power birthday.
Okay, that's even worse. You know what? Let's just go with the original.
Yeah.
It's your 42nd birthday.
It's my 42nd. How about that? My 42nd.
Take that.
I'm out here. We got big things coming this month.
Yeah?
God willing. Yeah.
Talk to me.
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough.
We already did. That's between us. Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, you was talking other shit. Okay, I thought you meant something.
No, nothing else. No, I'm just talking about that. What we talking about.
Another helicopter.
What's going on with this episode? This is a weird start for the first 8 minutes. All right, let's get right into it. On today's show, I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but it's been kind of a laid-back approach today. Shout out to Janet Jackson. I want to get into I read this article on the independent.co.uk news, and it stems from 2021. And it talks about Harry. It talks about futuristic sleeping pods for homeless people that were installed in a German city, and they're windproof, they're waterproof sleep pods. There's an advertisement. How dare you, dude? Windproof and waterproof sleep pods have been installed in the streets of a German city in order to house the homeless. The wooden steel cabins, which can fit up to two people, protect against the cold, wind, and humidity. They also guarantee fresh air circulation. The pods were introduced to the city 75 miles west of Munich on January 8th, 2021, in parks and at other places where homeless people sleep.
Wow. Thoughts? One that's you know, it's pretty amazing, and we should, you know, we should take note. Two, the most obvious thing probably is that we have like, I think like 12 times more homeless people than Germany. So that is not as maybe as easy to do, although that doesn't mean that I don't believe it's not easy, or that it, that we can't house the homeless, the houseless, I should say, the houseless, that we can't house the houseless here in this country, because we can. We can afford it. We can do it. We can, I mean, we can make contracts for construction companies, you know, local companies, you know, to do it in their own, you know, state. There's ways to do this. We can totally house the houseless. But, you know, just thinking about those pods, I kind of, it makes me think about how that company Birdie, I think, they said they'll no longer be in Holyoke or Springfield. They're not going to bring the scooters, the electric scooters anymore. They said, hell no, we're not doing that. Like, just because.
Why?
A lot of different, they're not making no money. They're losing them, you know, like
people are taking them.
Yeah, people are not returning them.
But don't they have like a GPS tracker on them?
Yeah, for sure.
People don't care.
I guess.
Can they remove it?
I'm sure they may know something.
Yikes.
Yeah, but I look at it to that kind of where
the electric.
I don't know if those sleeping pods, you know, I don't know how that will work over here. We just have way more. You'd have to you can't just do two to a box. Like you'd have to, you know, you have to put a grip.
Yeah.
You know,
and then you factor in the crisis in our country with migrants coming in, the influx of that, and just the numbers adding up in big major cities, and you see it trickling down, to other parts of the state. For an example, here in Massachusetts, we've been already at capacity. New York's been at capacity. I think Mayor Eric Adams is complete trash.
Yeah.
I don't even live in New York, but I did see that he's on Drink Champs this week.
Yeah.
And he just completely disgusted me on the episode of The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
I don't live in New York, but I'm like, people vote these people in? Fuck is going on, man? Which I already know. I'm not naive to it. But in any case, going back to the point, you're getting in certain cities, and this has been a complaint of the American people too, and just like a lot of migrants are getting more benefits and help than too in some places, not all, than some of the homeless, you know, and that's been an issue too. But I can only imagine in New York City. I wouldn't want to go to New York City right now. I don't want to see all that. I don't want to sound inhumane, because I'm not. I want everyone to be happy and healthy. We all do. And have a place to sleep. But I just think New York City in general, and I'm just using them an example, is just a shit show for many other reasons, more reasons than just a migrant thing. Now, when we go back to, we were talking about like there's money for everything. The country, our government, man, they just keep giving all this money away. It's like a perfect storm for us to just kind of, it's like Ukraine. Israel. There was another country.
Yeah, one more.
Turkey?
No.
No turkeys.
Damn.
I can pull it up.
It was Ukraine,
I have
Israel.
The article here anyway, so let me just pull it up just to get my shit straight here. So there's an article about this on apnews.com that I have here pulled up. The House passes, and this is already in the news, but it's a perfect segue. The House passes billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. And also, this one doesn't have it. There is a third country that got something. I mean, that's how much? So it's $95 billion in foreign aid. $61 billion in aid for Ukraine passed in a matter of minutes. On top of what's already been given. I mean, we've talked about this on our previous episode. I mean, it's just crazy. So how are we going to solve the homeless and all that?
Dog, this country is trash.
It's like this country's become trash. We have a man who might be going to prison running as president who can still govern the country and win, and who probably might just
win. He might win.
No one's taking this seriously because they're so mad because they think that two old guys. So now I don't want to vote. Well, guess what? Get the one with sense and humanity, which would be the Biden, whether you might like him or not. They suck. The messaging sucks. There's so many. We don't have enough time. All of them suck in that damn Congress. It seems like it's all just going to shitsky. There's a minushka.
Well, I have a lot to say about that.
Go. Set it off. Set it off and go.
I don't find Biden humane at all. I don't find his cabinet humane. I think everything that's going on now is him. That's not Trump in office. It's him in office. So when I see what you're doing and donating all that money to Israel, when I see how you're reacting to the protests right now on all the colleges and universities,
that's a whole nother layer to the cake.
When I see how y'all react to white supremacists and when they march and when they decide to protest, and you know, it's kind of like I read this maybe a couple months ago, but it just stuck with me. The reason why you don't see cops and white supremacists in the same room is the same reason why you don't see Hannah Montana in the same room. Like, I guess the whole Hannah Montana thing is there's like two of them and you never see them in the same room because it's the same person. So that shit hit.
I'm froze. I got it. You didn't have to explain it to me, but to our audience, yes.
You're back on producer, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm listening. There's two of us here.
It's a bit dark and unsettling, and I hear you on motherfuckers that don't want to vote. I hear you, and it's very, very tough to navigate. But hearing Trump and what he says about Palestine and how much he supports Israel and how much he supports Netanyahu, you know, what's happening now is, yes, it's Biden, but it's Biden who isn't necessarily like licking. I mean, he's licking Netanyahu, but like with Trump is like openly like groveling over that man. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to Biden, maybe he keeps his groveling behind doors. But Trump just, you know, we know for a fact, at least I feel this way, it'll be worse. It's hard to imagine what could be worse than right now, than babies dying and whatnot. But Trump has shown that that's his specialty. He don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck.
He wants to be a dictator from the minute he wants to get in, you know? That's scary, bro.
El Presidente. He wants to be a dictator straight up.
He said it.
Yeah.
He wants to be a king. Who they are.
He's the king without clothes.
Well, right? Listen. The emperor with
emperor no clothes. Clothes.
Yeah. New clothes or something. No clothes.
No clothes. No the clothes. Emperor wears no clothes?
What? Yeah.
We should name it that with a question mark.
That's the name of the episode. The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The question mark.
Question mark?
Yeah, man. Well, listen, some people are so rich. Some people are so poor. What is the thing? Money. Some people so poor all that they have is
the
money.
The cake. Yeah.
The guac. Yeah. It's a sad day in this country. Every day.
Bro, I can't imagine when I see those videos of the dads like crying over the last time they'll ever hold their 2-year-old. Like, I break down. There's nights where I'm going upstairs and I hear sniffling. I'm like, yo, you alright? And Vic's like, yo, I gotta get off like the phone. Oh. It's just a feed of sadness and darkness. Regurgitating itself, you know, on replay, just for those or ads. It's one or the other. It's either ads or dark shit.
Our social media just taking us there with that. Let's lighten up the mood here. What you gonna buy for my birthday?
Probably a nice little Adidas little popper, like set. Nice little set.
Like a tracksuit.
Yeah, like a sporty little set. Yeah, I mean, was that Mel B?
Sporty Spice, Mel C.
Mel C. I forgot the letter.
Wow, forgot the I'll letter. Be a Spice Boy. Okay.
You get your little Adidas jumper. You know what I mean?
Oh shit.
With a zip, or maybe just a shirt with the shorts because it's summertime.
I like the first. Nope. Because when the fall comes around.
Okay.
You are a true Puerto Rican, man. A true New York.
Oh man, I want to give a big shout out to our fellow co-host Jasmine in the building. Well, not in the building, but maybe she could have been in the building. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to all of our listeners. Shout out to God. All right, let's keep it going. The month of May. Month of May. Mi cumpleaños. All right, I'm going to an incredible Cinco de Mayo party. Let's get right into it on Sunday.
Get into it.
So last week? I went to Janera's 40th birthday party, or maybe the week before. April 20th is when I went, actually. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had so much fun, and it was so nice to be there again in the presence of all the family, and everybody's like, where have you been? And, where have
Mommy.
You been? But does the emperor wear no clothes? Question mark.
Question that.
Had such a great time, and I forget how much of the hostess of the Mostas Genera is, and just pouring drinks. I mean, people came and did wine tastings there. There was all types of just alcohol everywhere. There was rum pouches.
Yeah, you saying that for some reason. I don't know why it sounded like that. You said, rum pouches. Why did you sing it?
I don't even know. I didn't even hear
wine
that, but okay.
There.
I'm an R&B group from the 90s.
That's hilarious. You know? That was good.
Don't interrupt me. And it's gonna go down again. I feel like this Sunday at the Delgados again.
It's going down.
Oh, I can't wait.
In the trap.
Hey. Speaking of hip hop, let's get right into it. So I rediscovered Mos Def's first album.
Mm-hmm. Black on Both Sides.
There you go. That's it. One of the best hip hop albums I've ever heard.
A lot of people say that. That's okay.
Very versatile. Up.
Yeah, Mos is a singer. Like, he be singing a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really need a singer, but I
no,
get
but
what
he be
saying.
Like harmonizing. Like
I like a good
melody. He's multifaceted. Yeah, he's multifaceted.
Nah, it really is an incredible album. But so is Collage from and that's Collage with a K. From Bahamadia, 96.
Yeah, I've listened to that probably like once.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah. Oof. I don't remember anything off of that. I know she can spit, so like I know who she is.
Check out the song Wordplay.
Yep, I've heard that.
You know what I mean? What's going on with us today? Special half hour episode today, so we can get back to our brotherly bonding. All right, well. Let's just get right into it, bro. True or false?
Oh, we're right there.
We're there, man.
Okay.
The skull is the strongest bone in the human body. La verdad?
False.
O una mentira? Ding, 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 ding. It is the femur or the thigh bone.
Facts.
The black box in the plane is black. True or false?
False.
Ding, 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 ding. It is actually
orange.
My guy, I'm going to give you a half an extra point.
Give me a happy pause.
Google. No diddy.
No didster.
No diddy.
No diddles.
You're on a roll. Google was initially called back rub.
Paul, no, false.
It's true.
It is true? No, it's not. It was not. It was called back rub. Or did they have something, their first business was
I'm just going what was on the website.
Interesting. I'm going to challenge that one, maybe.
I gave you a half a point. Your challenge is denied. I guess so far you got 2.5 and the half came because of that orange. Your nose produces almost 1 liter of mucus a day. The mucus.
What? I'm saying true.
Yeah. You know, you're on a roll. You're killing it. Oh. Last one. Humans share 95% of their DNA with bananas.
You say true.
False. It's actually 60%.
60. Damn.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right.
What are we with, like, chimps? 95, 99?
I'll ask Bubbles when I get home.
Okay. You go do
that. I want to give a big shout out to Queen Victoria up in the building. She probably... Don't tell me she's still working. It's 9:30.
You know she is.
Damn it, man. What's going
on
with me?
You heard the Kendrick song?
Oh, so you want to get into it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I did. I've been keeping up.
What was that?
Because I just think it's all so stupid. But, I mean, I get it.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
How'd you feel? Really?
I thought it was cool, but then when I heard the Breakfast Club's I'll Take On It, they were like, he's kind of just...
He's corny.
Rehashing what's already been said and known. Oh, I see it right over there.
What was it?
Something black. Something black.
Skunk. I said a squirrel, a skunk. I hated their takes on it, and...
Well, the Breakfast Club's been shit lately anyway, so...
Yeah, they had some shit take. Charlamagne was trashed. Everyone has been sucking Jake's dick. It's nasty. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. So I'm loving what's going on right now. I feel like hip hop is back. We haven't had a moment like this.
No, we love hip hop beefs.
I love hip hop beefs.
Yeah.
And this one has been.
Especially when they're well done. This one's been well done.
Touche. Yeah.
Could I suck Drake's dick?
No. Oh,
okay. No. I seen the picture.
Okay.
It was floppy.
Okay.
Like, it was. It was a floppy noodle. It's like, dude. Going on here. All right, sorry, Drake. This episode went to.
Actually, didn't you send it to my wife?
She wanted it.
I think you sent it to my wife, or my wife sent it to you.
No, I think I sent it to her.
Did you?
I don't know. Or we talked about it, and she wanted it. She was like, "Send that to me."
No, she sent it to you and said, "Show it to me." That's what happened. She's like, "Yo, make sure you show this to him."
Oh, that we were supposed to talk about it, which was weird.
I don't know.
My wife. She has some explaining to do. Well, here we are talking about
it. I still haven't seen it. So.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything. This is all my commentary.
We already spoke too much on it.
I'm done.
Yeah?
I'm done.
Fair enough.
All right. let's do a one-word association.
Okay.
And I'll let you take the lead.
I'm going to go with rudimentary.
Don't know what it means.
Okay, pass. We'll go with...
Well, Rue, let's break it down. Hold on, maybe I can figure this out. Don't sell me short.
It's like simple.
Is it like a perimeter?
No.
What is it?
It means simple. It's like just,
oh, it's just something
not
simple.
Complicated. Yeah, it's
really simple. Oh, you just told it to me. I thought you were trying to tell me that it means something
simple. Oh, got it.
Oh, it means something simple. So, rudimentary, simple. Okay. Rudimentary. That's good. I never heard that. That's fascinating. Childhood.
Okay.
Sorry it took so long everyone to get there. Go.
Parachute.
Needed.
That was quick.
You need it when you jump. And you better bring a backup one. You better wear it in the front. Because if that one don't go off, you better have something.
Yeah. I've seen two. I'm never doing that. I don't ever need that. My luck is, I got bad luck.
Oh, man. I wanted to go ziplining, and I was like, yo, what if, like, all my karma just hits me? I don't know. I'm nervous.
No, I just heard about a woman.
Oh.
A woman killed by, stomped out by an elephant. She was just on a tour.
Like, yo, imagine did that.
You were just going on a tour.
The bear that jumped into the little pond part and ate the ducklings in front of all the kids, and the kids were mortified.
No.
Was just eating one duckling at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
Duckling or
ducklings?
Duck? Oh, little?
I think the mama bounced.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she can make it some more.
She can
make some more. That's how bears feel. That's how bears feel.
We have 30 seconds left. Hit me with one word. I got a few for you.
Gotcha.
All right. All right. So time is of nothing at this point to you.
I'm going to go with backwards.
The United States of America.
Okay. That's actually a pretty good answer.
20 seconds on the show. Big shout out to all the listeners. We want to thank you. We'll be back next week. Stillness.
Me.
Silence. 5 seconds.
Forever.
We're out.